What you are about to hear is a description of an illustration which maps out some areas in Toronto, Canada, in particular Chinatown, downtown west of University Avenue, continuing to Parkdale, and down to the lakeshore and the Toronto Islands. This stylized illustration includes symbols of iconic landmarks such as the CN Tower and Roy Thomson Hall. There are 8 numbered spots on the map which correlate to an explanatory legend, which is at the bottom. The following is the image caption underneath the map on the webpage. As part of the premiere of Volcano's production of Carrie Wonders, Summerworks commissioned artist Zaya Briscoe to create a map that envisioned Carrie's Toronto. We hope the places indicated can inspire your own travels as you listen to Carrie Wonders. The following detailed description of the map will be followed by a description of the numbered route. This colorful graphic illustration is a simplified representation, and the map is not to scale. The illustration aspect ratio is 1 to 1.3 in a landscape orientation. The map is oriented with north at the top and covering a land area spanning 12 square kilometers. It includes the Lake Ontario shoreline and the Toronto Islands. The majority of the image is a medium blue color with some shading in Lake Ontario. The blue also surrounds the illustration, which presents the map as a cutout. The map is a lighter blue. Labeled areas are marked in capital letters, which are a medium blue. There are some patches of green representing parks, and the 5 major roads which are included are ribbons of white with red text. The numbered spots are yellow dots with medium blue numbers. Certain two-dimensional graphics are repeated. There are 3 types of trees: a tall triangle on a stick, and a stick topped by 2 stacked cotton ball shapes, and a third with multiple cotton ball shapes. There are a few types of buildings that are used repeatedly in different sizes, sometimes pinched or flattened. They are mostly high-rises represented by a rectangle, sometimes with a door arch at the base, and 4 to 6 stories high with 3 or 4 windows across. The map also has a few vehicles, 3 cars on the roads, which are a sedan style. There is also an iconic red and white Toronto Transit Commission streetcar, a harbor cruise boat, a sailboat, and a couple of bikes. Intersecting the map west to east are 3 roads, which are white ribbons marked with red writing. Angling in from the top left, before continuing straight across, is Dundas Street. A rod straight road below is King Street. About halfway down the map, Lakeshore Boulevard follows the shoreline along Lake Ontario, arching up, then curving down before angling upwards again. Intersecting all 3 roads near to the left edge of the illustration is Dufferin Street, and just to the right of center is Spadina Avenue. I'll describe the illustration clockwise in quarters, starting from the bottom left quadrant. A red banner that reads in white letters, Carrie Wonders. Floating just above it, an opaque black figure of a female with her hair in a bun has a knee raised as she takes a step toward the center of the map. White text under the banner reads, Metamorphosis by Andre Alexis and produced by Volcano Theatre Canada, presented by Summerworks. Then, follow Carrie's post-quarantine journey through downtown Toronto. Illustration by Zaya Briscoe. Also in the lower quadrant, but closer to center, on the shoreline is a section of land marked Ontario Place with a geodesic dome. Lakeshore Boulevard runs just north of it. Moving to the upper left quadrant, west of Dundas Street, just north of Lakeshore Boulevard, and close to the left edge of the illustration, in a line are the numbers 7, 4, then 6. There is a park and a building in this section, as well as a large plate of spaghetti with tomato sauce. Just north of this is King Street, and past this moving upwards, Parkdale, which has some buildings, a park, and a yellow bike with flowers in its basket. Crossing Dundas to the north is a wedge of land with the number 8. East of Dufferin and south of King is an area with a few trees labeled King West Village, and close to the center is the Fashion District. It's got a couple of high-rises and a park with some trees. Moving upwards north of King, still east of Dufferin, is a strip with a couple of buildings, a park with lots of trees, and a long flat building, and north of this is Dundas Avenue. Close to Dufferin is a park, a building with some trees, and an area labeled Dufferin Grove. Moving to the upper right quadrant, still north of Dundas, is a boxy beige building labeled King's Noodle Barbecue. It also has the number 1. It has 2 yellow banners attached to it with red Chinese writing on it. The road Spadina Avenue runs vertically to the right of King's Noodle. Just across the street to the east is a glass jar with a red lid. Inside it are black pills. It also has the number 2. Above this is the label Annex. To the right of that, a streetcar. Moving south now, crossing over Dundas, the number 5 is found at Spadina and King. Further east is Roy Thompson Hall. It is primarily a circular building with a flat top and is represented by a shape with a flat top and angled sides flaring at the bottom. Its glass exterior is indicated by triangles of darker and lighter blues. Under it is the label Roy Thompson Hall and the number 3. Musical notes emanate from it and drift off the map. Below this is King Street, and south of that, a label indicating Old Toronto. Below this is King Street, and south of that, a label indicating Old Toronto. There is a large gray CN Tower, which is so tall its needle top piercing a bulbous knob reaches all the way to the annex. At its base is the low dome of the Metro Toronto Convention Centre. South of the CN Tower is Lakeshore Boulevard and then Lake Ontario. The bottom right quadrant is Lake Ontario with the reclining letter J shape of the Toronto Islands. On the shore opposite is a tiny bay with an opaque black person figure and their bike half submerged in the waters. Also in the waters are a red sailboat with a white sail and a light blue harbor cruise ship. The water here is shaded just a touch darker blue. At the bottom of the map is the legend in lighter blue. It contains the following text. Title, according to Carrie's Journey. Number 1, King's Noodle Barbecue. 2, You Must Change Your Life, $20 per pill. 3, Roy Thompson Hall. 4, Lakeshore Boulevard and Jamison Avenue. 5, King and Spadina. 6, Lakeshore Boulevard and Dunn Avenue. 7. Lakeshore Boulevard and Springhurst Avenue. 8. Brock Avenue. And now to recap the route that Carrie takes. She starts at King's Noodle Barbecue in the top right quadrant, close to center. Then crosses the road, Spadina Avenue, to the Black Pills. She moves further east to Roy Thompson Hall. And then is on the opposite end of the map, at Lakeshore Boulevard and Jamison Avenue. She makes her way back to King and Spadina, just south of the Pills, then backtracks to 2 more locations, Lakeshore Boulevard, first at Dunn Avenue, then at Springhurst Ave, which are on either side of where she was earlier. Finally, she heads north to Brock Avenue, at the top of the upper right quadrant. This description has been prepared by Rebecca Singh of Superior Description Services with additional input from community consultant Christine Malik.